Well, let's give Chris Choate a go from Nelson Tasman Emergency Management Public Information Manager there, because that area is also going to be affected. Chris, can you hear me?
Good morning, Corin. Yes, I can.
Okay. Kahurangi National Park is an area to watch right up, I imagine, into Golden Bay too. What is your main area of concern?
It's north of Kahurangi, those ranges there around Golden Bay. Our modelling and our latest forecasts are predicting 800 mils over the next 2.5 days. That's a significant number for any place.
Yes, so where do those models suggest the rain will go, the water will run?
Essentially, they will come out of those ranges and severely affect the Aorere and the Takaka rivers. But they will also start affecting over the other side towards Rikawaka and Motuae, Mutri, and an impact to a certain degree on the Motueka. So it's those ranges to the north of the region.
Do those models suggest that any of those rivers will burst their banks?
At this stage, we are talking about some large floods. To the degree of what the impact will be is entirely up to bursts of intensity. That's the point of concern for us. We're looking at Wednesday being our key date, and we're looking at bursts of 25 to 30 mils an hour, which can cause havoc. If it's a constant stream, we can manage it, but it's those bursts that are going to cause the issue.
Right, and if we look at those rivers, what sort of floodplains and what sort of dwellings, if you like, are people living in on those potential floodplains? How many houses, for example, are in the path?
Predominantly, you're talking about the whole of the Takaka Valley with the Takaka River. The Aorere is up to the north of Golden Bay. They are predominantly rural, and they're well-versed. What the main issue probably will be in those areas is the surface flooding. That ground's already saturated, as your previous caller talked about. So any inundation of that level is going to cause some pretty severe surface flooding. But at this stage, we don't know what that level of impact will be on individual houses.
I imagine the Takaka Road then would be a bit of a worry too?
The Takaka Hill, as well as the Whangamaus to the north of Nelson, our way out to Blenheim, our roading crews have been off BAU for the last couple of days and have been looking at and maintaining those roads to ensure that the systems on there work. But there is a very good likelihood that there will be slips. What we're saying is if you've got to travel on Wednesday, think about it, make some contingencies or even delay that travel because there will be some impact.
So what's your general advice then to people, say, in obviously around Rewaka or over the hill into Golden Bay? What do you want them to do over the next 48 hours?
Basically, starting from this morning, because it's already beginning to rain, it's not heavy here yet, but it is here, is to just make sure that those runoffs are fine, that your grates are full, empty of all debris. You've got what you need because travel in those areas could be hampered. So do the planning today while it's not so bad because Wednesday is going to be quite significant.
And what about, I mean, are you sandbagging and these sort of things? Are we not there yet?
We're asking people to think about that. Obviously, a large number of people in these areas have got experience. You know, Golden Bay is not immune to rain. They have quite a significant amount anyway, but people know where they will be affected and they should start taking preparations now.
Very good. Thank you for that update. That's Chris Choate there, who is the Nelson Tasman Emergency Management Public Information Manager. So, we're talking about nearly a month's worth of rain for parts of the top of the South Island. It is going to be a significant event over the next couple of days, so people are being warned to take precautions in those areas.